feel like that's going to fall off.
Well, if it falls off, it's going to be entertaining. Okay.
Ow!
Are we recording?
Yeah, yeah, we are. So then.
This episode is brought to you by the Jonas Roberts Memorial Community Center. So much to do in one stop. Fitness center, gym, hall, boardroom, rink, ball diamonds, mini golf course, golf simulator, and more. Stop in today for all of your sports and recreational needs.
Let's start off with some introductions. So we have Ethan Strick and Walker Drone with us. Walker, you're the captain, and Ethan, an assistant captain. What's that like for you guys this year?
It's big. It's a new role for sure. I mean, especially last year, coming in after a COVID season, it was a little different. And being later this year on the team, is, you know, people look up to you, not only the guys on the team, like rookies, but people in the community. So it's a change for sure.
And what about you, Walker?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool feeling. I know me and Strick definitely feel the same way, to have a lot of more eyes on us is I'm in the community as well as on the team. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to be a role model, and just hoping just to lead to our, get our team to success this year.
Yeah. Who do you guys have anybody you model your quote unquote leadership type after? Like, who do you like look up to, like, are you guys vocal, or are you lead by example?
I would definitely say Strick's the more vocal one in the room. I like to say I'm more of
a German. More of a
German. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Well, I test leadership, but yeah, it's good to have. You know, you always have a vocal one. You always have a guy who steps up and says something in the room, like Abrick or McInnes. And then you got kind of our captain, who's just a quiet guy. He has to speak up when he has to, but I just use by example on the ice.
You guys like cats?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard there's an idea floating around about a team cat bringing into the rink. And
A couple guys are allergic, so it's probably
not a good idea.
Right, but there were a few suggestions of team pets, but I think that's a no there.
Yeah,
maybe like a bird.
Maybe a turtle, a little something easier.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys have any pets at your billet houses?
Got a dog, Getty, not hard to take care of. He does a lot of laying around, which we're okay with. If you feed him a little too much, I find a little something in the basement that we got to clean up. So, but other than that, he's great.
Nothing.
No pets there?
No.
You guys both have billet siblings this year, like teammates on staying with you as well?
Yeah, I got Brian Bell. He's coming out of the KI last year. It's good to have in the house. Easy going guy. So,
is he your rookie as well?
No, he's not. No. I have Dragon and Gus.
Oh, you get two. Yeah.
That's a handful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dragon is your guy.
So, Dragon is Seth Dragon, and he's a rookie this year.
Yeah.
And he is an entertaining character. Yeah. Safe to say for everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's talk about, again, another entertaining character, that Dawson Smith.
Oh, can't get enough of him.
No, right? Like, he's...
Yeah, he's Smitty, that's for sure. Like, definitely met some weird goalies, but nothing like Smitty, ever.
So. No, it's true. Like, you can't... Like, when there's that TikTok going around, the who would you not let date your sister, people are like, either he's from Alabama or he's a goalie. Like, that was, like, the most common things. Speaking of TikTok comments right now, do you know what I'm gonna say? I don't know, because you did laugh, but one of the best comments that I just read last night was who picked out those gloves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a couple comments on them, but hey, you know, it is what it is, and we just gotta deal with it now,
so. Yeah. What do you guys think of the uniforms? Which of the three are you guys' favorites of the new uniforms? The fans haven't seen the third jerseys yet on the ice, anyways.
I'm a teal guy. I think those,
you like,
are probably the
best home
look.
Teals, yeah.
I was a big fan of the whites last year. I haven't worn purple yet, but I'm gonna go with teal with the purple shells for sure.
Yeah.
So who knows? I don't know. Purple could be a big
hit.
Yeah.
not the maroon that you guys had to wear in preseason, the Mighty Ducks look.
Yeah, those were something else, those ones.
Yeah, let's get all that on there.
So let's talk about the start of your guys' season. What are your thoughts with how things are developing so far?
I think I like what we've brought in, the talent we have. I mean, we got a lot of skilled players, which is great to see. I mean, definitely guys that fill in our third and fourth line, like a Dragon, for example, is a real gritty player. Good to have. So I feel like we're very well-rounded and with two great goalies. I mean, I think we got the team to do it this year.
You guys had a solid line last year, and now you've replaced one of them with Mr. Strick here beside you. And sure, so far, Riley Morgan leading your team in points. So far, I wasn't expecting him to lead the team. How are you guys finding chemistry this year now with your new line mates?
It's good. It's a start.
Yeah, it's still early.
On and off, but when we're on for sure. And I can see success in the future. And so it's going good. And so far at the team, I think Killer and Schneider did a great job in the offseason, along with our head scout, Rafiola, with bringing players in. And Cam had a great tempo to it, very competitive. And saying that, we got to pick up our compete level, though, for sure. And it's going to just lead us to greater success.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
We're blanking on questions. Yeah, okay, so we're kind of all over the map here.
I'm on lights right now.
We're all over the map here. But so, you know, you guys have just had trades happen, things like that. How does that affect you guys mentally when you go into the rink the next day? How do you guys handle stuff like that, being so close with these guys and then they're gone? What's your kind of coping mechanism that you do?
It's for sure a shock right off the bat. We just got to think, you know, it's a business at the end of the day. I trust Keller, the moves that he's made the past 3 years I've been here. So it's obviously a change. It's a little sad, but you just got to realize, you know, things happen for a reason. And believe in the team that you got, believe in the guys that you're with right now. So.
And are you guys kind of preaching that message to these younger kids as you guys are the leaders of this team now?
Oh, for sure.
These younger kids that are coming in and, you know, experiencing the same, you know, trades for their first times in junior hockey or whatever. So
yeah, exactly. I mean, guys like coming right out of midget or bantam in some cases. I mean, it's definitely a different scene seeing guys come in and out instead of just having your regular 20, 25 guys and that being steady all year. So definitely it's a little uneasy until January 10th for, I mean, everybody. But I mean, you got to be as comfortable as you can to play your best game every night. And that's really all you can do. I mean, just like Strick said, it is a business. So guys come and go. But I mean, you just got to create more connection and friendships to have the team always won.
So then, you know, the connection and friendships, you're friends with these guys and then you leave them. They leave you, but then you play against them after. Like, if they're traded to another team, like...
Yeah, I'm not much of a tummy stick type of guy. I'll see if you play another team. I don't like you.
That,
regardless.
Yeah. Fair. That's fair.
Sorry, you. Yeah, I'll play hard. We'll just say that. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so... Yeah, you've definitely brought... Ethan's brought a physical tone started in camp. We saw...
Jack Riley got the better end of that one.
little scrap there, and... A game against Humboldt, I saw you taking on two guys because they needed two to try and take you down. But
a soft freshman, you know, it's nothing new to me.
You get this crazy look in your eyes though when it's like game. I don't know, like
I just like look at them like people are like afraid, but it's.
Yeah, you do. Like, you know, and I can say that because I'm down there at the ice taking your photo and you just look like there's Ethan during the day and then there's warm-up Ethan's. Like, it's different.
You definitely know how to flip a switch. I would hate to be wearing a different jersey than yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the toughest teammate to play against in drills? Like in, say, battle drills? Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
I need Graham, because Graham just doesn't care.
He looks very angry all the time.
He just wants to win the
battle. Like a match.
Okay.
But besides Graham, I don't know.
Everybody else is scared of you?
No, I'm not saying
that. No. I'm just saying that.
I usually want us to line up against
them. Oh, yeah.
Maybe Abrick. Yeah. So those two for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple 20-year-old defensemen. How's he's part of the leadership group. And McInnes, what do you guys think of the entire leadership group? Do you guys like?
We got a lot. Well, yep. We agree in most things, and we tend to we make a good decision. We always try to include each other, and sometimes we try to include all the 20-year-olds. And there's five of us now. So, but yeah, it's leadership's chosen by our peers, and so it's what everyone picked.
Yeah, quite an honor that, you know, all your teammates picked you guys. And, yeah.
I think, yeah, we all touch a good little bit of role, vocal as well as on-ice leadership. And, I mean, I think we are all pretty well-rounded. And a good group off the ice leads to a good group on. So, yeah.
Speaking of off the ice, I know you guys in the past have had a fort built. Is the fort still going this year? Have you guys been out?
No, the fort has been burned down.
No, it was burnt down.
Oh. It's down.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. The fort is charcoal.
That's sad.
It gives us a mission for something to do this year.
Yeah.
Let's see all the complaints.
That's fair.
We'll get some answers.
So, is there ever a time before a game or during a game that he's serious? He plays so well, but is he ever serious? Like, do you ever see a serious side of Snake? Because I haven't seen it yet.
He's always loose.
Yeah.
Always see him loose.
He's got a crazy mindset, but he's a hell of a player.
It works for him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of polar opposite to the goalie you guys had last year.
Yeah.
Who
Cannon was serious.
The quirks of being a goalie, but he seemed very serious and zeroed in, focused, and just complete opposite.
But I did learn that he actually can give a serious interview. It just isn't.
Did you guys watch the interview on SaskTel?
Oh no,
yeah, there's a little clip. Well, Megan will have to send it to you guys. Yeah, the player of the game after the Kinders League game. He actually got interviewed, and he spoke quite well.
Very well.
And he answered. He didn't say anything crazy.
Nothing crazy. No, go buy merchandise and we'll win. Nothing like that.
So, how was your guys' showcase experience? Did you guys talk to, I don't know how it works, so I wasn't there, but did you guys have time to meet with different schools or different scouts? Or did you guys have any sort of meetings like that? And people talk to you? And how'd that go?
After our first game against Kindersley, a couple of the older guys got called out and had a couple good conversations with a couple schools and a little bit about their programs and something that we can look forward to and kind of get deeper into as we go out through the year, right?
Yeah.
And then more on the Monday morning, there was a little less scouts via our game we played. But that's okay. Yep. So that's how it goes sometimes. Yeah. But I thought showcase was a great experience for all of us.
Yeah. No, it's meant to be there so that all these people can come watch all you guys in the SJ, and which is a good thing for you guys. And and you specifically, you have someone that has been down this path ahead of you, your brother.
Yeah.
And he's playing in Minot State, is it?
That's correct. Yeah.
And
please tell me that you remember his brother's name.
It's Peyton.
Okay, good.
Because our daughter's named Peyton, so yes.
So you just said you have someone, I'm
you
shouldn't be blanking on that.
So is he someone that you look up to and, following in his footsteps? Is that
absolutely
your plan after junior hockey, is to try and do something like that, go down and play in the States? Is that your goal or...?
Yeah, absolutely. He did all 3 years in the SJ.
Yeah.
So kind of shaping up how my 3 years in the SJ is going to be. So something like that. And he's one smart kid. So, I mean, I'm just taking my first English class this year for uni, and he's already helping me a ton. So, I mean, not saying I'm copying, but I'm definitely getting a lot of ideas from his work. So
it's good.
So, what do you want to go into as far as schooling? What are you working towards right now?
I'm keeping a very main level. I'm not exactly sure of what I want to do quite yet, but I mean, something maybe on the business side of things. and kind of running my own ship. So, but see how it goes. And I mean, I still got a year to think about it. So yep. See what happens.
Yeah. And lots of time. What about you, Stricker? What are your thoughts?
I'm going to be a millionaire.
That's fair.
Okay.
No.
Don't forget about us. When So, you know, again, you guys, everybody gets into these nice billet homes and stuff, and then you go away and you come back. What's it like when you're gone for the summer and then you kind of come back? Is it like this nice little homecoming when you return?
You get an itch to come back. Like the last 2 weeks before summer ended, I had an itch. I want to come back. Or I just want to start hockey. So, yeah, yeah. It's kind of just crave it. I mean, the first couple months after the season, you kind of stay off the ice here and there.
Enjoy some summer.
Yeah, enjoy some time off. And then as soon as it gets around like July or early August, it's like go time. You just want to get back. And I love the grind. So it's good to be back.
And now we mentioned Walker's brother, but Ethan, your sister has also gone away to post-secondary and it's her first time gone. What's that like for, you know, you being here? Your parents were used to you being gone, but that's a bit of an adjustment for them too.
Yeah, for sure. It's the first time away. I mean, yeah, the best dog in the world. Sydney back home, probably the prettiest dog ever in history of dogs. So. She'll keep them busy. And on the other hand, my sister, it's new to her. It's a big change. I mean, she's on the field hockey team, so it's good for her. Keeps her busy and she'll do well. She'll succeed. She's a hard worker. So.
And where is she going to school?
She's going to McGill.
Okay, yep.
So.
Now, this topic, thinking of Dawson Smith, we're going to have a new segment called Quote of the Week. And so the plan will be to kind of rotate through some of you guys. And Ethan, you're already laughing. Like, I'm sure you can imagine the content that's going to come with that, right?
Yeah.
Is it just going to be Smitty's Quote of the Week?
I don't know. Some guys say some crazy things.
So, yeah. There's always some crazy, yeah, one-liner or something yeah. that goes on. And it's just like, I'd
love to react to it. Who on the team is next closest to him in the crazy factor? Like
Riles.
Yeah. Oh,
what was it that Alejandro called him all the time? An angry chihuahua? Yeah, an angry chihuahua. He's
got some crazy nicknames. he's not the biggest fan of, but they're sticking.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing he can do about it.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the one he doesn't like.
Lizzie.
Lizzie.
Right, he kind of reminds us like he's a little bit like a lizard.
Oh.
So it talks of, you know, a new animal in the room or pet kitty. He was like upset because he's, you know, he's the animal, right?
Yeah, he like, doesn't want another one in there.
Yeah. So that makes sense when he was saying he's allergic to cats. It's not that he's allergic to cats. No, it's that he wants to be threatened by whatever. Yeah. He was threatened. So
when's the segment start?
Right away. Really? Yeah, it's gonna start right away. So we'll have.
So if we like hear like a good one liner, should we just?
You come to me and we'll be.
Whose name it was?
Yeah.
No, it's yeah, absolutely. There's gonna be some different segments happening this year. Yeah, it's great. But could you imagine if you had a hockey team growing up that you got to see this inside look at? Like how cool that would be for you, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely cool, like doing podcasts and doing interviews. I love answering questions. Like, I hate asking questions, but answering questions.
So we need
who on the team would be a good, like, reporter interviewer? Like, who would be the person to ask the questions?
I almost said Ed Sheeran, but it's Leighton Sheeran. You guys say it all the time.
Honestly, maybe Smitty. Just
he'd come up with some crazy questions.
It's just unexpected. Yeah. He'd ask you stuff and you would just be like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that could be White Horse Wednesday.
Yeah, so he does. He wants to do a segment called White Horse Wednesdays. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's something that he wants to do. He just shot me a
title
over summer. All. And then, he's like, White Horse Wednesdays. Okay, so we have picked on the Smitty in this podcast. But we need to touch a little bit on Jacob Vicentini. So I always try to make sure that, you know, whatever you guys say, it's going to, like, I always put your best interest first. But when Jacob Vicentini explained doors in Africa to us all on TikTok.
Door guy, because I don't know if you need to have the actual door. Like, think of, like, in Africa, which they don't have doors, but it's, like, a little opening. It's closed. No one will ever know, so.
Here's a good one. We were coming home from a road trip. I think it was, 3 or 4 in the morning, and everyone's just like begging, just go home. And especially Schneid's, the guy who's got to lock up the room. And I'm pretty sure it was Viz's first week there, and he was getting comfortable, and he's sitting in the room, and he decides it's a great time to fix his helmet at 4 in the morning. And Schneid's is like Viz, like, let's get going. Like, you got to go home. And he goes, oh, I don't got to be anywhere. And he's screwing his helmet. And he's so out of it, he doesn't even realize he's doing the wrong screw, and it's just spinning and spinning. And so finally they kicked him out, and I'm pretty sure he stayed up all night playing NHL. So that was a good intro to Viz on the ice force.
I met a couple of new players like before everyone else, and the first time I met Viz at the rink, and we just played a game against Nipwin. And I mean, met this guy in the first 2 minutes. The first thing he says is, hey, Schneid's am I in the lineup tonight? Schneid looks at him and goes, what? Like, I don't know how you would just ask that.
And Viz was sitting at home for a month before he came here. And then within the day, he's like, am I in the lineup? Like,
good to him for trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen Schneid so shocked, though.
Okay. So
my first time talking to Viz was doing one of the New Year's resolutions. Did you watch that?
We talked about that.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of people at home, including my mom. Like, what's going on? Why are you crashing your car and like not saying anything? And I was the only guy he knew coming into this team. And so when I asked him about it, he's like, well, you're like the only guy like I heard, and you ended up like hitting the ditch that week. So like, that's the first thing you think of. And I'm like, you had to say like ditch is like, you said, ditch. Yeah. Like, don't hit the ditch, but he had to put the ass. My phone starts ringing. My mom's like ringing me out. I don't know what's going on.
That was a good night, because I had to pull out somebody that night.
Yeah. After
somebody, you just pull Mexico out. Yeah.
So yeah. Mexico called me, and he's like, oh, I hit the ditch. So I pull around the corner, and I like, see, okay, Walker's in the ditch. Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck? Boy. And then I'm like, okay, look down the road, and you guys are like, a few hundred feet apart in opposite ditches.
Was that 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it was after a flin flon trip.
Yeah, that wasn't our best moment.
Yeah,
that was pretty tough. So speaking of driving record too, Ethan, this time you've brought a car here. So are we going to find out some...
I got my full license. I haven't failed the test yet. So that's all.
How is your winter driving skills? I know Vancouver doesn't get the heaps of snow and ice that we do.
I got winter tires.
Oh, so you're good then.
All-wheel drive.
I'm just happy I don't have to drive them around every day. Well, it's text at 8 in the morning. Are you coming? Are you coming?
I'm on my way. I keep on his toes.
Yeah.
How are you liking chauffeuring around your brother?
Love it. I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, I finished off the last 4 months of last year alone. So, I mean, it's a little bit of, I tell him the schedule the night before, and that's what it is. I mean, it's no just switching, waking up at 7. Oh, I might head to the rink. It's no, you got to wait for him to shower and eat. It's good, though. I'm not complaining.
Right? Yeah.
He told me to name drop him a few times. And only good things he said, but
I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, we'll talk about him because I know he'll end up talking about you guys after. But when one of the first things I thought when I met Kale was, I was like, well, this guy's going to be really quiet and like hard to interview and stuff. And it did not take long for me to realize that that was far from reality.
Yeah, he's nosy.
Is he the biggest talker on the team? Or?
He's like, honestly, you're like going to crow just because. It's like, oh! Or like a couple more times and just going to crow.
I think that's the quote of the week.
I like that one. Yeah.
That might be the quote of the week there. That was crazy.
Is that what it's like?
No, he like nailed right on the head. Absolutely perfect.
Well, I know I did that pregame interview with you, Walker, and you said that it was nice because you can just sit there and eat in silence and have this talk, and you can watch baseball. And it doesn't matter.
I mean, because I'm on the end of the table, and him and Corey are facing each other, and it's just like I'm not even. Like, I put my earmuffs on. And I just do it. Great guy, though.
So, and then you kind of go from like one extreme to the next, and you know, with Parker Fofanoff, who this time is behind the bench as your trainer. What is that like?
I know I had to go online and click I'm certified, and then just show up 5 months later and go tape in the room. He's good. He works hard. He stays up late after the trips, does the laundry. I mean, I got quite a few sets of blades, so he's there to do them. And
how is his skate sharpening ability?
Oh, it's definitely gotten better. I'll tell him.
Yeah,
it's actually top tier right now. It's good to have. You know, it helps Schneid's out, helps kill it out. It's like an extra hand, pair of hands. So
yeah,
you know, our other trainer's still flying his plane. I don't think he's landed yet. He's took off last week, and
he's still going.
So he's you know, doing a video every day. That's a hard pace, I know.
That's like Mike. That's how hard Mike works. And on his midnight brain here.
Yeah, I gotta get Mike to take us on the boat. You know, it's...
Yeah, is he? You do. You need to ask. He really wants somebody to take him out on the boat.
Well, I think you guys have to plan another one of those hikes out to Nut Point. That's where we first met you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? That popped up on my memory the other day, too.
You weren't there?
No, I went home right after camp. I think I'll get my braces off.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was my first day in LaRanche, and that was definitely a team bonding thing for sure.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was because, so what you guys did was you went and you
did the Nut Point.
You got, did you drive to Nut Point? Or, you, no, you took the bus, to Nut Point, and then you guys did that whole hike, and then a few of us came out on our boats and picked you up, but you guys were on Merriman's double-decker boat there, and I think you guys had to jump in too, right?
Yeah, we jumped off the top.
Yeah, everybody had to jump in.
That water was something else.
And that was when Caden like jumped on Homer and like almost took Homer out under the water.
Oh yeah, yeah, because we went to pick up the boys, and Caden ditched all the rookies on our boat.
Yeah.
Because we had.
Yeah, except you. You were the only rookie we didn't have on our boat. Somehow you just stayed on Merriman's.
Yeah.
Because we had
Delapalera.
Delapalera and Maddie. And yeah, we had a whole crew. It was funny because from that moment on, like that was the first time Mike met Delapalera. And all he could remember is that there's some kid on the team from a Soyuz. So he was just a Soyuz. Like, Caden would come home and talk about Delapalera. And Mike would be like,
Brandon. I was like, I don't know.
And then he's like, the kid from a Soyuz. And Mike's like, so a Soyuz. You're talking about a Soyuz?
Yeah, they call him a Soyuz the first year.
Yeah.
So. Do you guys still keep in touch with your teammates from last year that, like, I saw Maddie and Spencer met you guys on your Alberta trip.
Yeah, sure. I talked to Gavin.
Yeah.
Brando.
And Brandon, he's down in the States going to college now. Yeah. Is that,
Brandon sometimes thinks he's a celebrity and can't answer his phone.
Well, I know somebody else like that. Not mentioning names, but Maiden Hayhurst, have you heard the name?
It's funny because I literally told him, I said, if I don't answer a text, just come over. I will be home. I might not answer.
Ignores my calls. Like,
I ignore his calls so much that they self-muted, actually. They put the notification there.
That's what she keeps trying to tell herself. Like, she just muted me. And it's not like I call her like once a week. Like, it's, you know, it's too much. It's apparently too much for her busy schedule.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots going on. What are you looking most forward to about your 20 season?
Winning.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a loser, right? So, like, the win, we're a winner.
Well, speaking of that, like, yes, yeah, so you guys are going into your 20 year old 20 year, and obviously last year ended with disappointment in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But like after, you know, COVID years that really wrecked everything for everybody.
Yeah.
And you guys got back. So what are you guys using from last year's experience to either motivate you or take lessons from to put into this year so that you can make a good run?
It's a long season.
Yeah.
I mean, we learned that pretty quickly last year. We had a bad start. So this year, you've had a really good start winning record so far. That's all we can ask for. But yeah, it's good. It's going to be a good year this year. And I think probably top favorite to not win the division, be one or two up there. So
it's definitely a start where we lost last year to some teams where by Christmas, they were teams that were, I wouldn't say automatic wins, but definitely must or should win games, right?
Yeah.
So it definitely starts early. You don't think in the first 10 games that a couple losses won't bite you, but they definitely do, ended up having us play a tough team like Humboldt in the playoffs, which obviously didn't end in our favor.
And come the end of it, you really were watching the points, and it mattered who did what. It wasn't just on you guys where you went next.
And that's what... Like I was watching the showcase at home and the announcers there mentioned so many times, it's like, these are meaningful games. These 2 points
this
weekend are equal the same amount of 2 points come March when, you know, you're in 2 points makes a difference between finishing third or second or whatever, fourth, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Like those shootout in overtime. One point. Those add up.
Yep.
So you guys did have some close games, to start off with, and you know, then obviously the 10-3 loss against Humboldt here after facing them for the first time. And I think sometimes people do forget it is a long season. There's lots going on that, you know, it's okay. Like it matters what you guys will do next. Speaking of that, you guys are facing them again this week. How are you feeling going into these next 2 games against them?
Good. You know, I've been confident. You know, we can do better. We know we should switch up. So, with the right tools and right coaches to guide us to this. So, it's nothing new to us. It's a big weekend, 4 points. And you know, the next 5 games are tough. We play Humboldt this weekend back to back. And then the Alford comes to us, and then Alford. And then we go to Humboldt with the fifth game. So, it's 3 games is your war.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a tough stretch, but like you said, your coaches are getting you prepared, and you guys as a leadership group can, you know, drag the rest of your team into the war with you, right? Like do you see the younger guys on the team, like in a game or when things aren't going your way, do you guys take opportunities to pick these guys up? Like if anybody was wanting to, you know, hang their head or whatever, like as leaders, is that your guys' role to keep everybody going on the right path?
Exactly. I mean, that's definitely why I think somewhat of the reason we were chosen is to try and keep these guys, you know, in line. And I mean, losses do happen, bad shifts do happen, but it's something that needs to be, you know, learned and then forgot about, right? I mean, definitely some of the younger guys, it's a little different coming into junior hockey where it's a little bit faster and it's a little bit newer of a thing. But I mean, especially with head coach Kevin Kaminsky out, I mean, it's just Schneider and Rob. So, I mean, it's a little different. So we definitely have to step in there and try and be the best leaders we can, right, and help out our coaches.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure, better this year. I think we have mentally tougher group this year. And I've been saying that, you know, everyone – isn't picked to play our team, isn't chosen to play this level. So one bad shift, one bad play, you know, and you can make that play, you know, you can have the best shift, you know, so it's put behind you, you know, you focus on the next shift, and that's what's just going to make us a better hockey team. It's just by thinking positive, thinking we can do this, we can score this, we're going to win this game. So,
and I think, you know, that what you just said there, Ethan, is exactly kind of what some fans and people need to hear, is because I think, you know, after that loss, then you guys come back from showcase and there's some trades, and those trades were things that would have been in the works already. Like they weren't a result of showcase. And I think sometimes people forget that and do think, well, was it one bad shift or was it, what was it? But really, you know, the coaches are trying to shape that whole team to go all the way for you. And it's not just based on, they know what you guys are doing more than just one shift, and, right?
Yeah, listening to Killer's preseason interviews, he said, you know, we're not aiming for to sneak into the playoffs. He's building this team, hoping that you guys are going to be in the top, you know, aim for one, you know, be in the top couple teams of this league. And, you know, I'm sure he feels that you guys can be like this team that he's brought together.
And really, like, as far as a start goes, this has been your best start ever, like in a long time. Like, it's
last year,
COVID year, we were 4-1, but
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That one that year just doesn't really, because not all the fans could go, it just didn't seem like and then it was done. Yeah. But like, whereas before there definitely were losses, and then like your first win wasn't until Showcase and everybody came back happy and and stuff like that. So
of the team, of your teammates, I know it's been a short, you know, only 5 games. Who do you guys think is going to be a surprise for the for the fans? Who is going to surprise the fans to be, this kid is going to be an incredible hockey player? Like,
I think a guy that's new to our team as well, even newer than pretty much the rest of the guys there, is Ferguson.
Showcase.
Yes,
I mean, he did. Yes.
2 goals in 2 games. I mean, it's great. We're happy. I mean, that's a great pickup for us.
Yeah, and they were great goals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they were very nice shots down the down the wing. Yeah.
Who for you, Ethan?
I agree with Locks, but I have to say, for now, Hunts.
Sean,
play the game.
So let's switch it from talking about you guys and stuff like that. But obviously, we know where Mike's a huge Oilers fan, as he's decked out in it. Right? I don't either. So this is for you.
What about your? Before we stop talking about the Oilers, what did you do this summer in your off season?
Oh yeah,
the Oilers game.
Yeah. Which game did you go to?
Didn't you go to a couple?
No, I went to game 3 of the conference finals. No, did they play Edmonton in the conference finals? Or the second round?
They played...
Edmonton played Edmonton?
No, Edmonton played Calgary.
And Colorado. You went to that. Didn't you go to both? I thought
I went to game 3.
And you against Colorado.
Yeah, in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And you went with Schneids and...
My dad.
Your dad,
I went
to Mitchell.
Mitchell. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, if you don't like the Oilers, why were you there?
Somebody doing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Some other game.
I had a day off work, so.
But do you remember who Edmonton beat to get to that series?
No, I don't really follow that.
Don't team. Follow it. Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, it was Calgary, I think, they beat. Who's your team?
Yeah, honestly, Calgary probably should have won that.
Yes, they should have.
That disallowed goal.
Yeah.
It's the story of Calgary's life.
Yeah.
So, Walker, who's your NHL team?
Oh no!
Oh.
We're going for Bedard this year. That's what we're doing. We've been planning this out for a while.
Have you got to watch Bedard live at all?
I have not. Every time he's playing, I'm
your guys
here.
Are. Yeah, so no, it's tough to.
But former roommate McNutt tells me it's something even cooler being on the ice with him.
So. Oh yeah. Yeah, he's down in Regina now, right?
Yeah.
He's a special player. He's must be in the first name, I guess. Hey,
your obsession with Connor is crazy. So, what are your guys' predictions for the NHL for this season?
Besides the Evander Kane playoff event,
Where is he?
Back in Edmonton.
Yeah, he re-signed there.
Yeah. But I think Colorado should be my powerhouse, but I also think Ottawa will just...
They made some big pickups.
They did, but it's still Ottawa.
Bajou, one hell of a player. That's what you said.
Yeah, you're going to miss him in Philly, eh?
Yeah. It's good to see him escape.
Have you been to a Philly fan your whole life? Like, must be from your parent? Your dad started that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your brother also a...
He's a Flames guy.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
That's perfect.
Yeah. So what are you, your guys' predictions? We'll do some early season. Who's going to lead your team in scoring this year? You can say yourselves. Like it's, Riley Morgan's. I checked this morning. I just happened to be looking. I saw he hasn't buried any, but he's getting. Is he one of those guys trying to get the extra assists?
Yeah, he's going to be that 80 assist guy this year. He's going to set some sort of record around here.
Yeah.
So you definitely could see him. I mean, he's a little bug out there.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
One slippery guy. So.
Here's some common hockey questions. Okay. So if they're common, that would make you think like people ask them a lot, right? Yeah, exactly. Do you? Okay. Yeah. So what's a hockey puck made of?
Rubber.
Now, is that something that's commonly asked to you, or just like
I've never been asked that? But I just
common sense question.
Yeah. Common sense. Okay, who lacks the most common sense?
Dragon.
I like the quick buzzer answer.
Yeah, we need the like yeah, the.
We should do a game
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we need a game show.
Dragon's dad is a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Him. Yeah.
The dragon's like sometimes smart, but like. He's like dumb smart.
Like the apple falls far from the tree. Very but he works right. I think one of those hardworking horses. Yeah. You know, like tows people around in a carriage, but it's just dumb.
Yeah. Tows people around in a carriage. Okay, what's the next one here? How fast do you think a puck could travel typically? Based on one of who your shots.
Who has the hardest shot out of
Royal Michigan?
What? Oh, like what about on your team?
Ovechkin.
Who's still Ovechkin on your team? Who's the sniper?
I'd probably say Flynn Maxey. That guy can whale the puck.
Yeah.
No.
If Knightsey was still here, it would be Knightsey. Yeah. That's one of the craziest shots I've seen.
Maybe Morgs. Sometimes he's got a heater, but.
Okay, so you know,
wind of that, his head's gonna be huge.
We'll edit that part out.
So we were actually talking about this because you know you two came on, and it would be nice to have like a leadership podcast.
Yeah.
Now, how well do you think that would go over for the other two?
It'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
we gotta get the mics though.
Yeah, we would do a lot of talking.
Yeah.
They would do. Actually, Abe's would pipe in. Actually, they both would pipe in pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely with some mics would be pretty cool.
Good thing we have all that coming.
Yes.
Now.
And snacks in the future from Co-op Gold.
Okay, so. Listening, please. What's your favorite snack?
I'll say probably my favorite thing that I'm looking forward to at Co-op is when they got a deal on their like 1 liter juices.
Oh,
like, oh yeah. Them, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
$5. It's like.
Is that thing that we still have in our like
peach mango
that we have in our
like watermelon? Yeah.
Because Smitty and Alejandro were drinking those a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then it was funny because another Smitty story when Dylan McCormick was living with us, we were playing the podcast that Smitty and Alejandro did, and they were describing snowmobiling to get groceries, and they lost all
all the groceries on the trail on the way out here. Yeah,
no way.
Yes,
like they didn't bring a like an actual bag. They were trying to carry them in a co-op bag, like the plastic bag, and just like
I did not hear about that.
So, but then they like one of those juice bought like those juices, like everything they lost it. I think a queso. And then Alejandro put like beans in his jacket and like snowmobiled with like, and it was like minus 40. Like, yeah. Yeah. They're characters. Okay. So, where is this one?
Like the strawberry and white.
Like those things in the like salad aisle thing or no?
No. Like the candy.
Oh,
candy like little milkshake bottles,
they're Coke balls with their marshmallows and their strawberry. Yeah, they're not bad. Like, I think those are the best.
Are those your go-to like, goal? Is that what you get?
Yeah, what's your candy? You get candy, right?
I'm the candy guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like to Corey's 3 goals behind right now, so I'm
note to Corey Borthwick. Yeah, yeah. That's
waiting.
Yeah, I'll send a message.
Man already,
yeah, he's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I like Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah,
oh,
Jolly Ranchers or some Mentos and dill pickle chips. or
do you get a treat for scoring goals at your billet house?
No, I get $10 every home win.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so you know, 10 home wins.
From who?
10 home wins is $100, so you know.
Oh my God. That's a good deal, yeah. Okay. This next question here.
Who's the biggest hitter on the team? What? One might be at the table. Maybe two at the table.
Yes, I don't know. Made one of the biggest hits I've seen in a while.
That was
guy literally like had wings on him and flew. Yeah. I've never seen a guy get boarded when he was in the middle of the ice. I didn't know it was possible. It was crazy.
When Dragon's on a roll, he's an absolute train. I mean, we went to Fort Mac. He had some big hits. So, yeah. But we had some tough guys on our team. So, that's for sure.
Last year, Sarge was credited with being the workout, like the winner of fitness and, you know, the workout and everything.
Who's the guy this year? I think it's going to be Ethan.
I think it's Ethan.
Is it? Yeah.
Because you were going a lot last year too, right?
Yeah. Good offseason. Busy offseason. Buddy's back home. My boss, Ty Holleg, showed to him. He kept me in check. And so it's a good offseason.
He's your boss. What did you do?
I painted houses, exteriors, interiors. So, no ratings under 5 stars either. So, I was panned. We'll do it.
Good point. Just like to note, Strip, what were you wearing today when you showed up to the rig?
It's called a stringer.
It was a string. It was basically a string. You were wearing a thong.
For those that don't work out, it's called a stringer. You can buy them on gymshark.ca. And basically, shows off your muscles.
What is if you like to do that? Like what did you know Kevin Kaminsky can do that?
He said I should put on a t-shirt.
Because why? Because it was embarrassing to be wearing at the gym.
You know what? I look great in it. I had a great workout today. Some chest, shoulders.
Like I don't know what this outfit is, but like if it's not like inappropriately rated, I feel like then
it needs to be seen.
Shoulder blades are out, and it comes down the back like in real thin.
Let's say it's half of like a full body suit, like when a girl wears a swimsuit. If you say you're wearing a full body suit and it's like an open back, that's kind of what it is. But
so
he's having a constant nip slip though.
Like what's his face?
I don't know.
The exercise
Is it that?
No, that's not what it is.
Okay. That's what I'm picturing.
Who's the exercise guy from the
Gene
80s?
Simmons. Yeah. Gene Simmons? Or not. Richard Simmons.
Yeah, or something like that. Whatever he is. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, that's hilarious. So what made you get it? Like, laughing.
I don't just have one, I have like two.
In teal and purple?
Teal and burgundy. So
cool.
So Killer wasn't impressed with it.
Not at all.
No,
that was, I mean, it was a good laugh for all.
I don't know what you want to wear at the gym, like a long collared shirt, some suit pants, like
a turtleneck or something. Like
that. Guys, you want me to wear my parka?
You're going sideways.
What are some other funny things that Killer's been giving you crap for like just stupid stuff? Has there been anything for you, Walker?
I've heard him come in to the dressing room some mornings. I mean, I'm on page with him here, kind of. It's like 9 in the morning, and it's like heavy metal or like rap music being played. Like, there's no sense of like, you know what, we're just waking up. He comes in and just like, get this crap off now. Like, and his like office, if you go in there, because it's on full blast, his office is shaking.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to do a Zoom call, and it's just shaking. I get it. Like, our music isn't great nowadays.
So who is running the music in the room now?
Fluctuates.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes Abrick Parker. Morgs.
Yeah, Morgs is, I think he's only got 5 songs downloaded. It's the same 5.
Yeah. Do you guys go to a vote and try to maybe pick somebody that's better out of the group?
Yeah, there's definitely, like, Abe's is definitely a good morning guy. He plays that country, which that gets you perfect in the morning.
He's disagreeing.
Wait a pack, I'm going to fall asleep. Some guy talking about drinking beer on a dirt road.
Speaking of drinking beer on a dirt road, we saw you were asking for videos from the players of their summer training program.
Yes.
He wasn't drinking beer, but he was on a dirt road.
Oh, yes. That was like the best video.
That was the worst video ever.
Did you see the whole thing?
That whole video was like.
Mad. He was running. Where was he running? And then he was pushing it through the hay. Like, she was just running. He was looking like she was on a mission.
So what I need to know is, did you have that as like tripod for some of it, or was it your dad? Like, who did it?
Oh, no, my dad. Okay. Yeah, you know, this is a great idea. Let's do this bright and early next morning. Wake up, and I'm like, Dad, no, not today. But he, we got it done.
Yeah.
That was one of the highlight ones. Absolutely, it was well produced.
Everyone else was like working on stuff. And this guy's running on a farm, and Vince is riding a bike.
Yes,
like I'm like Rocky though. Like what I got around. I panicked. Well, I had like 3 texts, and I was like, I still haven't done anything. I'm like, oh, I'll just find something on my phone and just send it to her. Hopefully, it works.
I was bent in half and you were squatting, but
those were foam plates, by the way. I'd like to put that out.
On Morgan's video.
There's no way.
Yeah, you know, but those were awesome. The fans loved them. It was a nice way for them to connect with you guys over the summer, see what you guys are doing, because even though you're not on the ice, and as much as you say, like, okay, you're not skating all the time, you guys are always generally doing something. Yes, there's a few that maybe aren't, but most of you you are, like, last minute speed biking a Vicentini just going right past.
That was hilarious. That was like a commercial for an energy drink.
it was pretty good. And then there were some good times. Like, It was nice. So we're a while back when we interviewed Holden Knights, he made a comment about his minor hockey career and one of the highlights of his whole hockey career. What have some of your guys' highlights been?
Sticky, you want to touch on that a bit?
Yeah, I won a couple league championships, and Adam. I won back-to-back years, and then in midget, we won my last year. So, and had the opportunity to go to provincials twice. I actually won a Kiwi too, so been on quite a few championship teams. So, those are all great memories. And we're still friends with just a solid group of us that are from back home to hang out. I mean, there's only 3 of us now that play hockey still. My buddy plays at Clarkson for Division One, the men's team there, and I have another friend who plays in Portland. So it's just us 3 left out of the 10 of us.
And Walker, what about you? What's been one of your highlights over your hockey career?
Let's say midget AA, my second year. We ended up winning that year, and that was a pretty cool year, having my dad coach me that year. And then growing up doing spring hockey, we did probably 7 or 8 years, and that was just fun being in the hotel and doing that. And that's probably some of the best experiences, just hanging with the guys and running around and playing mini sticks and maybe getting in a bit of trouble.
I was just going to say that there's like always somebody that gives somebody trouble when it comes to mini sticks. It doesn't normally go smooth.
Bed's broken. Hotels, they've been through a lot. And a lot of tournaments and a lot of teams that have done some destruction.
Who's the worst teammate on the road?
Viz.
Really? Why? Yeah. Why Viz?
Your room's just not never safe.
Coming home from the showcase, though, there was a guy not on the bus, and it seemed extremely quiet and peaceful. Like, not to like name any names or anything, but I think we all got a good idea of who that could have been.
So, okay.
Was it Megan? Because she wasn't on the bus.
No,
should I say names?
They are at this table.
Yeah. So, okay. Speaking of people's personalities, with Pfaff back, Parker Pfaffenhoff this year, he's behind the bench.
Are you guys worried about getting cut? Like an actual cut. Like
if he has to save
if he has to stitch you up or like tape up a wound. Like, are you worried about that?
No, we got Advil. So
okay.
Because let me tell you, before every game, he always goes, I hope nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not what he, I mean.
He does such an easy job. Like, he blows my mind. He just lives on his old billets. Just, you know, drives to the rink, has a coffee, just sits and shines his chair.
Or mine.
He like, yeah. Time on one.
Yeah.
And they come 2 hours later.
Oh, you're hurt? Oh, let me find some help.
Yeah.
I can't help you. Sure.
It's a great equipment manager.
Back to picking on Pfaff here for a little bit.
Huh.
I don't remember him having the grumpy old man demeanor when he played last year.
I
feel like he had like this, you know, farmer vibe, but all of a sudden it went to like coffee row. Angry Pfaff. Like, did you see a change too?
I mean, Shazit played with him in his rookie year in Melford. So I don't know how he was then, but last year I think he knew coming in, being the 10-20, like he had a different role. We had a couple injuries to 20-year-olds, so he hopped in the lineup and filled in, played his part. So, but I didn't really notice that much. Just notice he's ready to play all the time. It's good to have him, some experience. In the room for sure,
but now he knows he's.
No, I know. He's so soft.
He knows the best tangent I've ever seen.
Didn't answer that question at all.
Did I not?
At all. He totally is. He's a great player. You know, he did great stuff for us last year. Yeah, that was hilarious. Was just,
yeah.
Do you want to take this one, Walker?
See, yeah, no, definitely. That was good. I more or less meant, like, he wasn't a grumpy old man, yeah. Like, on the bus all the time. And now you walk in, he's like, hey, yeah. Right? Like, that's new.
I just think he's got to probably separate himself from as his last year being his all teammates with us. I mean, he's got to bring that sense of professionalism. I mean, he doesn't have to be so grumpy. He could just be, you know, a little bit more mature and then be nice as well.
No, I love Pfaff.
Good guy. I'll cut that part.
He's a better trainer.
Yeah, better player than trainer.
Oh, my gosh.
So you guys last year, you were still deemed a rookie by league standard, right?
Yeah.
Were you a rookie still on the team? Like, did you have a vet last year and were you assigned to rookie duties or did you kind of miss that?
We were placed as neutrals. So we helped out when we could, but I mean, we weren't
rookies. You weren't rookies.
So the rookie blankets we dodged under, but then again, we weren't vets. So we didn't have too much of a say of what was going on.
Okay. Yeah.
So you guys do have some interesting things when it comes to, you know, junior hockey and stuff like that. And not everybody is aware of it, but you guys do have court and fines and things like that, right?
Yeah, stories.
And there's some things, but what is like, because I think sometimes when someone who doesn't know the connection to it and they hear things like that, oh, you're fining somebody $2 or something, they think that it's a negative thing, but usually it's just all in good fun.
Good fun and team building and
team guys accountable as well.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. If you didn't do like the mopping or things like that, because you guys are responsible for a lot of that stuff, right? Yeah, so
it's like basic stuff. on discipline penalties too. Could cost you a bit. Which,
oh yeah. Okay,
stuff, that's stuff like that.
Oh, I forgot to fill the water bottles.
Was that something you get fined for a lot?
Oh no, my first year there was like once or leaving stuff on my stall after leaving the rain boot in a messy stall. That was my first year there. I didn't know the rules, but now I know. So now I absolutely tear people apart in court when they don't.
That's fair. Stall, so. That's fair. Yeah. And what about you?
I'm just a perfect angel. I don't get fined. So.
Wrister or a slap shot? Do you have a go-to?
Well, like,
which is harder for? Do you think for a goalie to stop?
Oh, like definitely a slapper. Like wind up it.
Yeah, because there's no way he knows where it's going. Because I don't even know where it's
going. Like, so, you might put low, high, but mean like put half your effort into it. So he expects a hard shot, and you put half your effort into it. It's kind of like a knuckleball to him. So.
Did you guys ever play net in minor hockey or anything like that?
Yeah, I did, but I catch right, so it's a little bit different than most goalies, but I only played maybe once.
Okay, and what about you, Walker?
Never. I was a back catcher back in the day, so I thought maybe I could be a bit of a goalie, but
wow.
I just like scoring goals more than seeing them.
So, is there anybody on your team that you'd be like, you know what? Maybe he could, he'd be an okay goalie. Like, is there anybody else that you think could do it?
That's a good question. I don't know if anybody's really flexible. Anybody's flexible. This has got some of the worst picks I've ever seen.
Okay, who has the next level personality of a goaltender? Like, who's one that you're like, yeah. You sure you're not a goalie?
Thomas.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy how he comes in, it's a quiet kid, and then takes about a week or two and they get comfortable, maybe one or two road trips.
And you're like, oh my gosh.
It's a whole different person.
Yeah.
Especially 14-hour trips to Fort Mac or on the way back. I heard it was a warm one.
That was either a make it or break it for the team.
Yeah.
Either we're going to start fighting on that bus or it's just, you know what, we got to accept
it. We got to deal with it.
Yeah. Well, and so there wasn't a lot going to sleep. There wasn't a lot of cell coverage either. And then when we get into it and I would text Mike and I was like, it's hot on this bus. And he'd be like, oh yeah, what do you mean? I'm like, it's hot. Yeah. Like Walker is going to die.
It was so warm.
I had to call Schneid. I was like, pull over like now. Like right now. And then we found out the windows could open. So we got a bit of a breeze back there.
You're driving the highway with big windows open. Yeah.
And I didn't know we were taking the no service back. And so I didn't download a movie and I can't sleep on the bus. So I sat there going through my camera roll like 25 times. The only thing that would kind of load. That was not a fun one for me.
Yeah, no, it was pretty interesting. It was pretty warm because I feel like a lot of you guys got off at that stop and everybody grabbed ice cream.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was
Manola bars, I think, is big.
Yeah, and you also know, like, we just barely made it to that gas station. Like, they were closing when we arrived there. Really? Yeah, so that would have been bad. What is one of your favorite rinks to play in besides the Mel?
Flint Flon.
How come?
Oh, the history there, the atmosphere, like, you know, good set of fans and stuff, and you're hated there. So, just a good rink to play in.
Yeah. You like that one too? Yeah.
I think I'm in Melville. Yeah.
Melville's a nice place.
It's like a perfect SJ rink, in my opinion.
You know, I see Walker's parents at a lot of games too, but I see your dad at a lot of games. And
speaking of that,
yeah,
who's going to lead the team in fighting majors this year? Because I only bring this up because your dad travels all the way to Flint Flon watching you played 4 minutes, like there was 4 minutes of the first period or whatever it was, and you decided to drop the mitts with I don't remember who you fought, but
definitely not me. Maybe Graham, if he fights, or Deason, he learns how to fight.
he definitely took a few there against Humboldt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I drink some more milk and I feed the bones.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to wrap this one up with you guys because the season is long. Like you guys said, anything you want to say before we close this one out?
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We'll be happy to come back with some more stories throughout.
This episode is brought to you by the Jonas Roberts Memorial Community Center. So much to do in one stop. Fitness center, gym, hall, boardroom, rink, ball diamonds, mini golf course, golf simulator, and more. Stop in today for all of your sports and recreational needs.
Like a team sport, soccer, and I don't know, I try and score more goals than another team.